News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
A potential peace agreement, which Donald Trump said the other day, might be forthcoming within days. Questions now as to whether or not that is realistic, given what happened overnight, which is that an American Apache attack helicopter was shot down by the Iranians, and the US military has, it describes it as having completed retaliatory strikes against Iran over the downing of that $40 million helicopter. Borzu Daragahi is with us. He's a longtime foreign correspondent and founder of the Badlands newsletter. Borzu, the impact of the shooting down and the retaliatory strikes, what does it mean in terms of progress towards peace?
I think that it's very questionable right now that there is progress towards peace. I think you see this pattern, you've seen it for a while now, of Donald Trump saying that there is progress toward peace. But you have to look at what the Iranians are saying as well. If you look at the official news agencies, what the Iranians are saying and what they're saying on their Telegram channels and so on, is that there's very little progress towards any peace. The red lines are still far apart. I think that what Trump is engaged in is a little bit of market manipulation because of keeping the stock market high and the oil futures lower. And that's basically what he's doing by continuously promising that a deal is within grasp.
Why did the Iranians shoot down the helicopter? Because surely they would know that that would increase the likelihood, as it did, of military reprisals.
Well, there's a little bit of a mystery there, because the Iranians, which are usually very quick to claim responsibility for downing U.S. planes and hitting U.S. targets in this sensitive time right now, they deny that they shot down this helicopter. They say it wasn't us, if it happened at all. And so there is a little bit of a mystery surrounding that. I'm not sure why they would shoot the helicopter down. According to the Americans, this helicopter was shot down near the coast of Oman, and Iran has been staying away from the coast of Oman and trying to maintain somewhat cordial relations with Oman.
Now, if you're predicting a timeline, what's your view on the pressures that Iran is under and what that will mean for when they will want to do a deal? Is it post-US midterms?
I'm not even sure about that. From the way that, for example, the speaker, Mohammed Bakr Ghalibaf, is speaking, the lead negotiator, he's talking about never a deal with the Americans. Let's keep this situation going for a while. But I think that after the midterms might actually be a more dangerous time. At that point, Donald Trump will have a freer hand. He will have completely lost his domestic agenda at that point. And because the Democrats will have taken over the Congress, most likely, and perhaps even the Senate, and he will have nothing to do on the domestic front. He will be a lame duck domestically, but he will still have control over the U.S. military. And maybe then again after the elections is when the conflict will begin anew in a more intense phase.
And can Iran survive economically with the Straits of Hormuz closed and with the impact that that has on their economy and the other impacts on their economy?
Well, they are still selling oil, and they are still selling via other routes, and those routes may expand. But the other thing that you got to consider is that the price of that oil is also going up. So whereas before the conflict, they were selling the oil at $50 or $60 a barrel, now that is almost doubled at this point. And if this conflict continues, that could increase even higher. So although they are exporting far less oil because of the blockade and the American sanctions that are in place all over the world, the oil they do sell will fetch a higher price. And so that could make up for some of it and give Iran a little bit more endurance.
Thank you very much for that analysis, Borzu. Borzu Daragahi there, longtime foreign correspondent and founder of Badlands Newsletter.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.